The Collapse of Lafruta. This is Murphy Gibbons. In the late 1920s, the city built the Lafruta Dam near Mathis to impound water in a reservoir. The reservoir was named Lake Lovenskiold in honor of Mayor P.G. Lovenskiold. The project cost $2.7 million. The dam washed out on November the 23rd, 1930. It was at noon on Sunday. A fisherman noticed a small boil at the concrete apron of the dam. Then he saw another boil, and the apron began to vibrate from the pressure. He scrambled up on an embankment to get out of the river channel and saw the concrete apron disappear beneath the rush of water. He ran to the caretaker's house to report that the dam had collapsed. The end of the spillway quickly disappeared in the turbulent water. Caller headlines on Monday morning reported that rushing waters from Lake Lovenskiold pour through a 200-foot break to flood the Nueces River Valley. The reservoir, which had been full, was nearly empty by the next morning. Faulty engineering was blamed. Experts found that water seeped under the steel piling, which was 30 feet in length, and, they said, should have been 40 feet to reach the clay bed. There was a 10-foot gap between the bottom of the sheet piling and the clay. The water seeped through this gap and undermined the dam. The city government's false economy led it to go with a shorter steel piling to save $60,000. But when the dam failed, the city lost a $2 million structure. The collapse of the dam not only deprived the city of a dependable source of water, it also set the stage for one of the blackest chapters in the city's financial history. The city defaulted on payments of the bonds that were issued to build the dam. The city kept its fingers crossed for the next 5 years, hoping there would be no severe drought to reduce the daily flow of the Nueces on which the city relied. The Mathis Dam was built in 1935, and the reservoir behind it renamed Lake Corpus Christi. This is Murphy Gibbons.